Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. Pumped to be with you today and bringing you a really important conversation coming your way. And this might be one of the most impactful episodes you listen to all year. Before we dive in, I want to quickly also reference what I'm doing and building on YouTube for no other reason than I want to help you. So I want you to go back and watch the YouTube video I released this week on Tuesday, because it talks about the value of a personal page on Facebook and the difference between using a personal page versus a business page as a realtor, and why the industry has really fed you a lie about needing a business page to grow. And then on today's YouTube video, I went even deeper. I showed you exactly what you should be doing on your personal page that can be the single biggest advantage that you are not taking advantage of. And that's kind of the fun part about the YouTube channel, because I can visually, like I did for the first time today, show you what to be doing. So the goal of today's podcast episode is to bridge these two, right? The YouTube video is telling you what to do. I want you to understand today on this podcast episode why it works. So if you've ever felt like your social media posts were not getting seen, and we've talked about this, or you're wondering why your business page gets two likes, right? One from your mom and one from that other agent in your office. It's not you, it is the platform. So Facebook business pages today are built around one simple thing. I want you to think about what that is. Yes, it's ads, it's money. If you don't pay, the page does not get seen. It's that simple. Now, I also need you to understand a little bit more about me and my journey on social media. I was the guy, you know, I am always learning, growing, and adjusting. I was the guy that said, you need a business page. When I was in the industry for a few years, I was running our team's business page. I grew that business page account to over 200,000 views per month. I believed in business pages and I believed they worked, and they did. The reach was incredible. What we saw when we shared it to our personal page was absolutely wild. And what we posted was seen by hundreds of thousands of people. We could grow a massive following organically, but that's just not how it works anymore. Some of you are trying to grow a business page in 2025 using strategies from 2015. And here is the truth that no one has told you before. Your personal page has 10 times the reach, 10 times the trust, and 10 times the conversations and conversion potential through this. Why? Because people want to follow people. And we've talked about this. Not logos, not corporate pages, not pages that only show houses for sale or just listed. They want to build relationships with people that they what? Know, like, and trust. Your personal page is where that know, like, and trust is built. Think about it, right? Who do you post more? Let's think about you. Let's just say you know a restaurant owner, okay? Let's say you know Samuel, and Samuel owns Sammy's. We'll give a shout out to Sammy's Bullfrog Cafe up there, actually near Harleysville, where my friend Ken Carfagno lives. So let's say you're Sam and you own Sammy's Bullfrog Cafe. Yes, a real restaurant. Yes, you should go there. So who do you trust more? Sam, the person that you knew or went to high school or college with, or the business page, right? You are going to know Sam on a personal level, right? So people hire realtors that they feel connected to, people that feel real. And a business page, as great as it could be or was at certain times, is just not that anymore. Now, I want to explain how I learned the hard way. When I was running the business page and the social media for our team, we had the business page approach locked in, right? But later, after, you know, not doing that anymore, I started building my own business and my brand on my personal Facebook page. And I quickly realized that posting only on a business page really crippled my organic reach. Facebook wouldn't show anything to anyone unless I boosted it, and I didn't. And I would post something and it felt like I was talking to an empty room. But when I started posting on my personal page, boom, everything changed. People saw my post, they commented, they, you know, asked questions, they reached out privately, all without a single dollar spent on ads. And again, it is because I am sharing those five buckets that we talked about last week and sharing the avatar like we talked about 2 weeks ago, right? Your personal page can do everything that your business page can do. That's another thing we need to talk about. You can turn on creator mode on your personal page. You can see your analytics. You can create links in your bio. You can even in 2025 run ads from your personal page. Now, most realtors and business owners don't know that that's possible. So why are we obsessed with business pages? Well, because somewhere along the line, someone convinced you that to be a realtor, you had to have a business page, and that was where you were the professional put together person. And I'm just going to tell you the truth, right? The fastest growing realtors today, the ones getting the most organic engagement, referrals, reach out, are doing it on their personal page. And this is what we've been talking about for a few weeks with the avatar, the buckets. People want to hire you. They want to feel like they know you. They want to relate to you. And so I went all out. And when I did that, and check the YouTube today and on Tuesday for how I did that, right? Posting consistently, posting in the buckets, telling real stories, having my bio updated, the entire flow of my business changed where I wasn't chasing leads, right? And I wasn't posting listings. I do from time to time. I wasn't saying, call me if you're needing a realtor. I wasn't doing the cheesy self-promotion stuff. I was being me. And so I want to also address before we close this out, one of the biggest fears realtors have, right? John, I don't want to mix business and personal. Okay, here's the deal. I get it. I really do. But here is the shift I want you to understand. You are not mixing business and personal. You are showing up as one complete brand. You, John, the realtor. But more than anything, right, John, the person of faith and the family man and the person that, you know, loves teaching social media and loves the Phillies and Eagles and all those things. What a great win on Sunday night, right, guys? I love sharing about that stuff and talking about that stuff. That is the brand. I am a brand, right? John, person of faith, cares about my clients, social media, Wolfpack, Phillies, Eagles, financial literacy. And then I also do real estate. And that's a brand that builds trust. That trust creates conversions and conversations. And those conversations turn into closings. So here's what I want you to understand today. Stop right now. Stop. Stop trying to grow your business page that Facebook is slowly burying unless you spend money. Instead, lean fully into your personal page. Turn on creator mode. Clean up your bio. Show who you are. Start posting consistently, speaking to your avatar and using your buckets. And speaking of those buckets, and if you haven't watched these two YouTube videos this week, please make sure you do that the second this episode ends. Tuesday's video breaking down the difference between personal and business, and today's video explaining and literally showing you why your personal page is the one you should be using and how you can do some quick tips and tricks on your personal page literally in 30 seconds. That will change your business. So thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you guys very much. And I'm having, you know, a lot of fun with this, and I hope you are as well. So this week, talking all about the journey and using your personal page and the power of it. And I just want to kind of give you a heads up as well of what is coming. So we talk so much about personal pages versus business pages on the podcast and YouTube. And next week, we're going to talk about these simple things you can be doing to get more referrals. So thanks so much for listening. Appreciate you guys. And I'll see you guys on our next podcast episode and twice a week on the YouTube channel.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.